Well, this is the time of the year when we've got all sorts of lists and the best performing stocks and sectors and what did well. One of my favorite one that I saw, though, came from My Plates, the Vanity Plates people that actually I have one. But they gave the best selling plates, license plates that have come out and the colors and the teams and everything else. And it's just, to me, it's just fascinating. Steve Ferris, the CEO of My Plates and president of the company, joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be with you, David. Happy New Year to you.
And to you, too. So you're still selling plates like crazy. What do you know off the top of your head, how many people have, what do you call it? I call them vanity plates, specialized license plates. Is that what?
Customized plates, personalized plates, specialty plates. There's all these different names for them. But, yeah, we've sold close to 1 million plates since we launched back in 2009. If we include all the state plates we've sold, it's well and truly over 1 million plates. So it's a lot of people out there with them.
But what's the penetration? I mean, how many, what percent? 5% have personalized plates?
Yeah, approximately 4 or 5%, still in single digits when you're including all the state plates as well. So there's still a lot of people out there that are still yet to purchase them, but there's a lot that have.
Well, you've got every base covered. I was looking at the schools and the sports teams and everything else that you've got. The best selling sports plate, I gather, is the Dallas Cowboys.
As a sports plate, it is the Dallas Cowboys. They may not have had their best season this latest season, but they were still the number one selling sports plate in our program.
But when it comes to colleges, I was surprised. I figured just, I don't know, sheer numbers that University of Texas would probably be on top.
Well, it's the Aggies that win that every year. They are very loyal to their brand, loyal to their product and their school, and continually each year that they've been in our program, they've been the number one selling college plate.
And just for a regular plate without, you know, a charity or a college or something like that on it, is it just basic black that people like?
It's black and white. So our classic black plate is the number one selling plate for all of our program in 2024. And we've actually just released an embossed version of black and white that's only just been released the other day.
Well, the last time we talked, you all were gearing up for embossed plates. And all of the plates here used to be embossed. And it was maybe over the last decade or something that the plates were just flat.
Yes, that's correct. Well, back in 2008, the DMV moved away from embossed plates for all of their plates in the state program. And since then, it's been a flat digitally printed plate. And only last August, as we spoke 6 months or so ago, we released embossed plates for the first time in Texas in that 15-year hiatus, and now we've just launched a second phase of black and white embossed and carbon fiber embossed, just released this week.
I was intrigued by the list. I went on your website, I was looking, and there is there's a category of discontinued plates, and I was surprised. I mean, some football teams, Allen Eagles and Coppell Cowboys, Highland Park Scots have been discontinued, but Ford and Dr. Pepper? What's the common thread? There's just not enough demand for these?
Yeah, some years ago we released plates to the market, and then we worked with the DMV to look at how do we manage low-selling plates, and we worked together and came up with a threshold of a minimum of 200 plates in market for the program, and the plates that you've mentioned, Highland Park and Ford and Dr. Pepper, all were below 200, and they were given well over a year or so notice to get above 200, and unfortunately we're unable to do that. So we removed those plates from the market.
What? So how do I get a plate?
They're like collector's items now.
But how do I get a plate? I mean, can I petition to have a CEO spotlight plate?
It would have to be a full plate application through the DMV. There is a process, and you have to get 400 registered interest first, and then you have 200 paid pre-orders, and then we program it and launch it to the market.
So is this a good business? This sounds like it might be an interesting business. How do you market it?
Well, we do a lot of advertising. We're spending, you know, $2 million a year in advertising this program in all the big markets in DFW, Houston, San Antonio, Austin, as well as regional Texas to promote all of our plates that we have in our market and the program. And thankfully, it's we're selling enough plates each year to make it very worthwhile.
Well, you're in a state that's expanding, that's growing, so I guess that has something to do with it.
It certainly helps, and one of the things that we noticed just recently, as I mentioned, we just launched our second phase of embossed plates to the market. We had over $1 million in pre-orders from these two plates that we're just processing this week.
Are these people that, I mean, so you don't have to wait until your license expires? You could get a new one anytime you want to?
No, you can go to our website any day of the week and order your specialty plate, work out what combination you'd like. It doesn't matter what time of your registration is or what month your registration expires. You'll actually get that plate linked to your vehicle, and then the DMV or the county tax office will sync that up with your registration expiration at some point.
So do you serve at the pleasure of the state legislature, or how do you get your designation to be able to make plates?
Well, we serve at the pleasure of the state government through a contract with the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles, and certainly it was the legislature that allowed our program to exist. So that's given the authority to the DMV to contract with a private vendor to manage this program on their behalf.
Do you operate in other states also?
Not at this particular point in time, no. There is some efforts being made, talking to legislature in some other states to try and enable this program to exist in other states.
Does every state offer personalized license plates?
Pretty much every state offers personalized and specialty plates through their state program, and yeah.
That's astounding. All right, so what's next? You've come up with, you've even got a Texas DPS Troopers Foundation charity plate. Now that seems to be, and that's the top charity plate. Does that get you out of tickets?
Unfortunately not. You still have to abide by all the rules and regulations.
It couldn't hurt, though, right?
Driving in Texas, won't hurt if you've got that on your plate. I haven't tried that yet, and I haven't been pulled over. But it certainly was our number one selling charity. It did launch in 2024. That certainly helped it become the number one charity plate. Just pipped the breast cancer plate by about 20 or 30 plates. So,
That's selling plate. So what's next? You stay with the embossed plates, or you got something else up your sleeve?
Well, we after this latest range of embossed plates that we've launched, we've got a third phase of embossed plates, but this next phase is a little bit different. We've got three plates in those, which are Lone Star Badge Black, Lone Star Flag, and our Sand Dollar plate. And they're all available both as an embossed production, as well as a flat printed production. So that it's coming in two different production formats.
You know, things that I picked up for your website. You have a plate for Mighty Fine Burgers. Where did that come from?
That came early in the piece, probably in our second year of operation. The owner of Mighty Fine contacted us and said he wanted to get a plate, and we gave him all the details. You have to have the 400, you have to maintain over 200, and every year they've maintained over 200 plates in market, and they were promoting it for many, many years to their customers. If they had a Mighty Fine plate, they got $55 in burger bucks. And
there you go. That's it. So then you weigh, okay, so do I want a plate that'll get me a free hamburger, or do I want a plate that, in a pinch, might get me out of a traffic ticket?
That's your choice, David. Or you can just get something to customize the look of your car that makes it look a little bit nicer.
It's always good to check with you. And you always come up with something new. You're a great marketer, Steve Ferris, the president and CEO of My Plates. We wish you a great 2025.
Likewise, David. Same to you.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.